Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
And for the first time in 32 years, the Blue Jays have won the pennant.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
With today's NBA No Sweat Token, you don't need to sweat if your wager loses. You'll get your stake back in bonus bets. Go hard in the paint this season. Make it legendary with BetMGM. Download the BetMGM app and please gamble responsibly. And don't forget to download and subscribe to You Better You Bet in podcast form. Search You Bet wherever you find your podcasts. And make sure you like, subscribe, and share all of the You Better You Bet content on our YouTube page, youtube.com/@TheBetMGM Network, twitch.tv/TheBetMGM Network. Joe Davis with a call last night on Fox. Femi, given that that's about the 17th Joe Davis highlight that we played from last night, all Blue Jays related, do you think Jake Hassan should be in contention to win Nick Costos' money this week?
No, I know Jake was on Team Toronto. Jake already won his money last night. He doesn't deserve to win any more money. I know Addie is a Team Springer Dinger. She does not deserve any of Nick Costos' money.
I got to say something about Addie quickly, who's not on the show today to defend herself. But if she were here, I would say it also. So Addie, how old is Addie? 23?
Yeah, I think 23, I believe.
Yeah. So Addie, we know Addie's a big Astros fan. That's fine. And we know that
Springer fan.
Did she bet the Blue Jays? But like, she was like rooting for the Blue Jays for sure. Not because like Femi likes the Mariners, because I just think she likes Toronto, and she's a huge Springer fan. She was in our You Better You Bet group chat last night. She was poking, like, there's just some things you don't do. Like, look, if I had bet the Blue Jays last night, I would have been really happy. But Femi's a huge Mariners fan, and he bet the Mariners to win the series. Like, I'm not gonna kick him while he's down. Like, no one in our group chat was texting me like, "Ha! Like, how about that Giants collapse on Sunday?" Because you know there's emotion involved in this.
Yeah.
I think we need to bring Addie on the air tomorrow and have a conversation with her about this.
Yes, I fully agree.
Do you want me to handle it, or do you want to do it?
No, she's not on the show tomorrow. So maybe Thursday?
Yeah.
Whenever Thursday, Friday, next Monday, whatever. Whenever she's back. No, you can handle it, because I'm too close to it. There were moments last night where, like, I was never going to text anything crazy or anything like that, you know, because like, we're all friends. And I know she's not doing it to like, piss me off. Yeah. I think we're all friends. At least that's, I mean, you let me know. Like, are we not? I think we're all friends. But
I don't like a lot of people I work with. I'm kidding. I like everybody.
But I'm saying, like, you know, there's a couple of times it's like, all right, damn it, I get it. He's a former Astro and he won a World Series. But like, you know, whatever. Yeah, it was not fun. It was not a fun experience. But I mean, that was more like an annoyance to me. Like, my hatred was towards Dan Wilson. and his managerial style last night, and the money that I would have won had the Mariners won that ball game and were eight outs away. But yes, Addy, maybe there needs to be an etiquette conversation at some point whenever she's back on the show.
Let's have some etiquette here and let's win some money.
Yes, let's do it.
So I won money when the Dodgers won the National League pennant. It was really awesome.
I'm
going
to
win more money if the Dodgers win the World Series. I have decided, actually, you know, I was actually thinking about something Ken said on the show once, which was after Michigan won the, so he had Michigan and the Florida Panthers, mm-hmm. right? So Michigan won the national championship that January, and then the Panthers won the Stanley Cup later that year. And mm-hmm. when the Panthers beat my Rangers in the Eastern Conference Final, I remember Ken saying that he had bet regret, that he wished he had bet more on Michigan leading, because he had Michigan the entire year. We talked about it on the show the whole year, that was the one team that in his bucket that could win. Not again that he's like the Oracle, but he was right about that, right? It was really good analysis, and like we won money on it. It was great.
And they beat another team from Seattle as the pain continues.
The University of Washington. And he regretted not betting more on Michigan leading into that game against Kalen DeBoer, Michael Penix Jr., Rome Odunze, Jalen McMillan, Jalen Polk, and the Washington Huskies. And he didn't want to make that mistake again, so he bet the Florida Panthers, even though he had Florida already, prior to the start of that series against the Oilers, which is they go up 3-0, the Oilers win the next three, and then the Panthers win game 7 at home. So I was thinking about that, and this is on, like, I bet at a smaller scale, obviously, and I'm not trying to, like pretend otherwise, but I have, like, mm-hmm. I win if the Dodgers win. I still have decided to bet more Dodgers and like laying like a pretty big price to do so.
Yeah.
-220, -230. I just laid some -245 while Jim was on the air. So like I'm in on the Dodgers here. You are also, right?
Yeah. The Dodgers are going to win the series. I have not made the series price yet or made that bet yet because I want like the plus money or whatever, which I'm probably just getting cute. Like might as well just bet the team I think is going to win.
Plus money.
Yeah, with the total games. That's what I want.
Oh, gotcha.
So Yeah. Because I think the Dodgers are going to win in like 4 or 5. So I want to bet, I guess I do exact series price Dodgers 4-1. But I just want to kind of group both of those in and bet under 5.5 games, which is +140. Because I don't think this is going to go to Toronto or whatever. I think the Dodgers take one or two. Maybe they take both. But once they do that and at least split, they're not going to make the mistake the Mariners made and have to go back to Toronto. I think they're going to finish them 3, 4, 5, maybe just in 4, and it's over. But the Dodgers are the much better team. I thought Jim's breakdown in the last segment was awesome. Like, the pitching is better, the lineup is better, and yeah, like, maybe you could poke holes into the bullpen or whatever, or like, the defensive metrics of the Toronto Blue Jays might be slightly better, but I actually think that the Dodgers actually have, like, the better manager, and the manager that will, like, make the right decisions with Dave Roberts.
How crazy. Do you think that? If it were against Dan Wilson, I would think that. I do think John Schneider is pretty good.
I think experience is just a massive deal in these playoffs. And we saw it last night with like Dan Wilson and him like managing the game as if it was August, as opposed to like, there's no tomorrow. Dave Roberts. And I know he's taken a lot of arrows. He's not my favorite manager. And like a lot of people could probably manage this Dodgers team. However, like he has done it and he has won multiple World Series, and John Schneider's never been here in this spot. And in the big moments, I'd rather trust the guy that's been there and done that, as opposed to the guy that's living this in real time. So the managerial edge, I do believe, is on the Dodgers side. So, yeah, I think they check all the boxes, and I don't think this is going to be a long series.
I hope not, as someone who's on the LA Dodgers as well. So you have an MVP thought? Like, I know everyone bet Kike Hernandez on the crew a while back. Like, do you have any other MVP? I kind of just agree with Jim. Like, it feels like this is Ohtani's time.
I will say this, though. Like, if it is a short series, that does open things up for, like, crazy outcomes.
It does.
Like, let's say, because Ohtani wasn't all that in a bag of chips prior to game 4. Like, he was striking out a ton. I believe he was like 1-for-20 prior to that game 4 performance. And of course, like, he has like the legendary game tour. You must give him MVP, and rightfully so. But if it's a 4 or 5 game series, why can't somebody random win this? Like, why can't a Max Muncy have like a really good series? Or why can't someone like, Freddie Freeman, of course, we all saw what he did last year, but like Mookie Betts at a bigger price than he usually would be on a regular team that didn't include Shohei Ohtani. So I really wouldn't be getting involved with Ohtani. I think I would be kind of looking for long shots in anticipation that this is a short series.
All right, there you have it. We both like the Dodgers to win the World Series. Game one, 6 weeks from now on Friday night. You better you bet on this Tuesday. Femi, NBA opening night. We've talked a lot about the NBA, obviously, leading up to the season, how I think both of us think, well, you like the Nuggets to win the title. I like the Thunder to win the title. Any other predictions this season for the NBA? Eastern Conference, awards, etc.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you ready for my Eastern Conference prediction? I mean, come on.
So just hold on very quickly. If you're listening to this on the radio right now, Femi was making like a weird face while I was talking, and I swear I thought in my head, like, the dog is barking.
Well, she does the thing where she sits down and she looks at me and I know it's coming. Like, that's so, like, I yeah, man. Because I have it literally written down here in this note. It says, take Willow for bathroom. And I don't know if you can see it. Maybe you can see a little bit better now. It says 11:55 a.m., 12:55 p.m., 2:55 p.m. It is 2:51 p.m. right now on the West Coast.
Maybe
the bathroom. Yeah, maybe it's a little bit early.
You gotta go.
You gotta go. So I was just like, can she please make it to the break before the power hour? Apparently she cannot. But the Eastern Conference is where I want to get
the dogs
wild.
Barking?
Yes, they will be in the East. The dogs will be. And it'll be an old dog who doesn't need new tricks, just needs the tricks to work right. And they might be working this season. Because for the first time in, I think, about 5 years, Joel Embiid is not on the injury report for a Sixers game. He is fully healthy. He is fully healthy. And I'm telling you, the Sixers, if this team can get out, and I think they have a good plan because Embiid had the surgery and they've been really cautious with him throughout the summertime and into the fall with training camp.
He's going to play like 40 games.
Is he? Maybe he plays 60.
Yes.
Maybe.
Okay. Yes. And maybe I'll win Powerball. Sure.
I'd say Embiid has a slightly better chance, but yes, I understand. Like, it is a long shot. It is a long shot. But I think as long as they get him healthy to April, with the Paul George, who another guy is now on this, if he can be healthy, and Tyrese Maxey, who is a dog, I think they have the makings of an Eastern Conference winner. I don't trust your Knicks with the two best players being bad defenders in Jalen Brunson and Karl Anthony Towns.
They've never been to the Eastern Conference Finals with Embiid healthy. They never made it to the Finals.
The East has never been this wide open. It has never been. Giannis isn't standing in the way. The Celtics are banged up. Tatum's out for the foreseeable future. I know people think he might come back in March with all the videos that have been circulating. I think the Sixers win the Eastern Conference, and especially at price at 14-1 in this wide open East. If he's healthy in April, they got the best guy in the conference outside of Giannis.
What is Willow?
I ran on your parade?
No. I don't. I mean, if you're right, I'll tip the cap to you. No way. How about this? I'll say this about the Sixers. I think that they are either going to win like 57 games or win like 19 games. Like, I don't think they're going like 41-41. Like, you're going to get an extreme on one side or the other. Yeah.
You know, Embiid's like 201 to win MVP. I'm not betting because I don't think he's going to meet the threshold, it's kind of wild.
Is he going to win? Is he playing 65 games?
Yeah. Well, it's 201 to do that because that's probably what it is.
No, he has to play 65 games and be awesome.
And play. Well, yeah. I think he'll be awesome, but I don't think he's going to play 65. Just give me 62 Embiid and get healthy to April.
I think Thunder sweep the Knicks in the NBA Finals. And SGA just wins another MVP. A little boring, but I like to win. Final hour, power hour coming up next. We start the hour talking NBA with the great Matt Moore.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.